are going to receive some shots of word this morning and then proceed to, towards the end. We have some time back, one of our ministers in the UK said that there was this servant of the Lord who was interested in getting to see us and meet with us. And he actually came all the way to our program in Maryland. He had followed and he had watched and he had seen what God had done in our ministry and life. The first time I saw him, I was deeply impressed with his simplicity and humility and tenacity. I was there again all through the program in Houston. And not that he's in love or something, but just that desperation and that hunger for what God is doing. I came across an information about him many years ago where he had the revelation encounter of mantles and how he will talk about that when he comes. And then he had featured on Sid Roth, It's Supernatural, on TBN, mentioning his encounters and experiences in the area of the mantle. And humble with his wife, very, very good wife. One of the greatest blessings that God can give to any pastor is to marry a good wife. Yeah. The moment I saw her, I saw it the first time. And so very, very quickly, give the Lord a big clap as we welcome Dr. Steve Brooks to bring us a word, sharp word, in the area of mantles. Go ahead and give the Lord the praise. Give the Lord the praise. Father, we give you the praise.
Good morning, everybody. Praise the Lord. Please have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. I want you to tell the person next to you, you look really nice today, but you're going to go home with a new garment today. Something new is going to come upon your life today, and you're going to love it. Praise God. Now, I know that we have many international ministers here in this conference. And of course, when you come to a meeting like this, you have to pack your suitcases and bring all of that with you. But I'm here this morning to say you're going back with something special today from heaven. Praise the Lord. It's not going to go in your suitcase. It's going to come on you in this service. Can you say yes, Lord? Praise the Lord. Dr. Paul and Dr. Becky, my wife and I love both of you so much. And Dunamis family, you have to understand that America doesn't have anything like this. I've been privileged to minister in many of the great churches in America, large churches in America, but you're leading the pack, praise God. You're a global leader, and the eyes of America are looking to Nigeria. They're looking to Abuja, and we give God praise for what's taking place here, this great move of God under the direction of Dr. Paul Anichie and his precious wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to talk a little bit today about mantles. By the way, there is my dear precious wife, Pastor Kelly. Praise the Lord. She always is with me anywhere I travel around this planet. Praise the Lord. I want you to take your Bibles and go to a very familiar passage of Scripture, which would be 2 Kings chapter 2. Many of you have seen this before. This, of course, would be the classic story of the prophet Elijah and the transference of his mantle to Elisha. Praise the Lord. And where is Pastor Ezekiel from London? Where are you at, brother? Wave your hand at me. Is he here this morning? Pastor Ezekiel Pius? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I contacted him and I said, I want to meet Dr. Paul because of God's blessing upon his life, and I want to give this book to you, sir. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Always love going to London to minister. It's a beautiful city. And some of you, I want you to get ready to travel like you've never traveled before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some of you have always wanted to come to America. You better get that passport ready because the angels are going to make it happen. Some of you don't like working with visas. You're going to have to get used to it because you're called to countries where you're going to need a visa. And you're going to go back and forth, back and forth. Something new is going to come on you today. I have a dear friend of mine, a mantle, an Israel mantle fell on him. I talked to him about a month ago. I said, now, brother, I said, how many times have you been to Israel now? He said, well, Dr. Stephen, he said, it's been 167 times. Something came on him. Can you say amen? Something's going to come on you today, praise the Lord, from heaven. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Let's see what happened here with this transfer of the mantle. And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel. But Elisha said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Everybody say down. There's something very interesting about the walk of the Spirit. You can't go by what you see, because sometimes the way it looks, you actually think you're going backwards. You are, as Dr. Paul says, a covenant practitioner. You're doing the right things, and you should be, in a sense, getting flight. But what happens sometimes in the spirit realm, it can actually look like something different is taking place. I want to encourage you to keep on doing the right thing and keep on pressing on. Can you say, yes, Lord? Because you're going to get that breakthrough that you've been looking for. But I want you to understand that every one of these schools of the prophets that Elijah wants to visit before he leaves the planet Earth, they are all in a decrease in elevation. His last stop is where? It's at the Jericho, right? Then it's at the Jordan. The Jordan flows into the Dead Sea. You cannot get any lower than that. Sometimes at your lowest moment is when you're the closest you've ever been to a breakthrough. Praise the Lord. Now we know what's going to happen is that the prophet is going to say to the young mentor, he's going to say, why don't you just stay home and take a break? You look tired. You look jet lagged. After all, you flew all the way to Abuja. Why don't you just get a little extra sleep? And you have to understand how the Lord works. He will intentionally, on time, make it very, very challenging for you. He doesn't want you to come into it, but he wants you to understand to get into it. It requires great sacrifice. Can you say yes? Praise the Lord. So he's encouraged to stay home. He's just encouraged to relax. But when you keep on pushing, something miraculous is going to happen. And that's why you're here today. You pushed. You left things back home that still needed your oversight, but you left and you came here. And you overcame so many obstacles to be in this place for a miracle moment. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So as you keep on going, you keep getting closer. The Lord allows an intentional thinning out so that the ones that stand can carry the undiluted anointing. Glory to Jesus. So we know that the young man says, I'm not going to leave you. Now, verse 6, then Elijah said to him, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan. But he said, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. Verse 8, now Elijah took his mantle. Everybody say mantle. What is a mantle? Well, back in the olden days, a mantle could be an animal skin that would go over the shoulders like the cloth of that skin. You would put it over your shoulders and you would wear it. Now, when the mantles often fall, sometimes they come upon your shoulders. We know from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, concerning the Messiah, it says that the government will be upon what? His elbows? His knees. It'll be upon his shoulder? Praise the Lord. So when a mantle often comes down, it'll fall right over the shoulders. Glory, glory to God. One time I was ministering in my home area of Moravian Falls. It's a very prophetic hub. It's a place of high angelic activity. Many people come to visit because of that atmosphere and that glory. But I was ministering one time in this big lodge, and we had a lot of people there, but it had these big open windows overlooking the beautiful mountains, but it was letting too much sun in, and so it was causing the cameras to not function properly. So one of these brothers had an idea, let's put up this big white sheet, and we'll block out all of this extra sunlight coming in. So they they rigged this big sheet up and they tied it up, and then we're ready to start recording. So I'm teaching, and while I'm teaching, I happen to walk underneath that sheet. And as I walked underneath that sheet, it fell and went right over my shoulders. Praise the Lord. When it fell over my shoulders, there was a man in the meeting. He was a messianic Jewish rabbi. He stood up and began to prophesy. He said, "Stephen, thus says the Lord, just as Peter saw the sheet come down, the white sheet, and he understood that the gospel is for all of the nations, he said, you're called to the nations." And I've been running back and forth ever since. Praise the Lord. Something's going to come on you today that will open the door for you to go into nations you've never been to before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That mantle's going to come up on you. Glory to God. Say the mantle. Now, it's interesting how the mantle can work. It can come over your shoulders. Also, something at times can begin to touch your head. And when it does, you have to be aware of what's taking place. I was in Jerusalem, Israel, one time with my wife. We were a part of a big conference. We had the whole just big room packed out with people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people from all over the world. And I'm sitting on the front row. I'd already finished my teaching sessions, and so I'm just hanging out. Another minister friend of mine, he had finished his sessions, and so we're sitting on the front, and there's only one more service. And so we're just enjoying the word as the word is going forth. And what happened while this prophet was up there preaching, while I'm sitting on the front row, my head began to itch. And so I kind of scratched my head, but I've got to do this low profile because I'm on the front row. I don't want people to see me scratching my head. I start scratching my head, and like little white flakes of it looked like manna, started falling out of my hair and falling on the ground. I said, "Lord, do I have a bad case of dandruff?" But it just was itching. Then it stopped. And then it went from like this, where this manna was falling out of my hair. It felt like oil was being poured all over my head. Somebody, you're going to have that happen to you in this meeting. And oil just began to go over my face, run down the back of my head, going all over my head. And I looked at my wife, and I said, "Somebody's pouring oil all over my head." So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. So I had an apostle friend sitting next to me, and I kind of elbowed him. I said, "Hey, I don't know what's going on in this meeting, but somebody is pouring oil on my head." He said, "I don't really know what's going on either." He said, "I was sitting here, and I looked over my shoulder, and when I looked over my shoulder, wings popped out of my back. And I shot up into the upper atmosphere, and I saw the jet black palace of Ashtoreth, the spirit of lust, and how she operates against ministers and plots and plans to take down preachers." And he said, "I was just caught up and just came back." I said, "This is a very interesting service." The whole time we're sitting on the front row and the prophet's up there preaching. And so oil just keeps streaming all down my face. Now, what happened is the prophet said, I'm through preaching now. I want to minister to the people. So they begin to line people up by the hundreds and hundreds. And one of the ushers made a mistake. One of the ushers came up to me, my wife, and the other apostle friend and grabbed us and pulled us up in the row. So we're just sitting there. The ministry is for the people. But he pulled us up there. And so, well, we thought we're here. Might as well stay here. So we're standing in line with all the people that were, that get prayed over. And so the prophet, he comes to my friend first. And he looks at him and says, "Thus says the Lord, in this service, the Lord has given you wings that you might ascend up into the second heaven and watch the plots of the enemy and pray against it and stop it." And we thought, well, that sure is accurate. Then he got to me, and he said, "And you." He said, "The whole time you've been sitting on the front row, the prophet Elijah came into the meeting. He's been standing behind you pouring oil on your head. Something's going to come on you in this meeting from heaven, and there's going to be an oil, a new anointing, a new mantle, and you're going to be able to do things you've never done before." For me, what was that anointing of oil? Working of miracles. You know the story. Technically, Elijah, 8 miracles. Elisha, 16 miracles. He got the double portion. Glory to God. And you're going to need it too. To offset the wages of sin and the increase of iniquity in the last days, you need to be an increase of the anointing and the power of God's Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So that oil is going to touch you today in this service. Glory to God. Now, when something like that happens, you have to realize your life can be different after that. My former pastor, he's now in heaven. I preached his funeral last year. He had a great miracle ministry. But when that miracle anointing came upon him, he told me that it's like a baseball cap, an invisible baseball cap that suddenly comes on his head and gets real tight and squeezes his head. What did Bishop David Oyedepo said happens to him when the anointing comes? He said it's like a cap comes on his head and squeezes his head. What happened to Apostle Joseph Babalola when he was anointed by that angel? The angel told him, don't ever wear a cap. You can't wear any kind of a cap. Why? You've had an anointing come up on you. And it's a different way of flowing, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So you have to be able to work with that anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, what's going to happen is that Elisha is going to ask for the double portion. How many of you want the double? And the man of God said, you've asked a hard thing. Well, is anything too hard for the Lord? No. So what's going on here? Why is this so difficult? It's because of the price tag that's associated with the mantle. It's a package deal. You just can't have the miracles and the signs and the wonders and all of the wonderful things that go with that without having the other part that comes with it as well, such as Jezebel, who wants to take your head off, and the persecution that comes from preaching on the front lines, praise God. I've been called every name in the book. I've been anointed by the Lord to teach on the supernatural. And what happens is I teach on the supernatural, miracles begin to happen. But because of that, talking about angels and visitations from the Lord Jesus, it has brought persecution also on a global level. One time it began to shake me a little bit. I had been on a 21-day fast, and I came off that fast in Berlin, Germany. And Jesus visited me in a vision. And he said, I want you to start telling people about the experiences that I've allowed you to have. And I began to pull back. And he instantly knew why I pulled back. He said, my people are ready now. Tell them the things I'm allowing you to experience. Why? So you could have them too. Praise the Lord. Now, what is going to come down today primarily is going to be a prophetic mantle. Does it necessarily mean you're a prophet? Not necessarily, but I'll tell you one thing. You're going to be in a prophetic flow from here on. Glory to God. You're going to be soaring like an eagle, seeing like an eagle spiritually, and flowing in the gifts of the Spirit like you never have before. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When Jesus came on the scene, he had one forerunner, John the Baptist. When he comes back, he will not have just one, but he will have one entire corporate body that is prophetic, just like John was a prophet. So God is going to turn the whole body into a prophetic voice. And you have to be ready for that. Thank you, Jesus. That's why John was considered the greatest prophet in the Old Testament. Why? He didn't do many miracles. He didn't do the things that Moses did or Elijah did. But he was the only one that had that distinct honor and privilege of saying, there he is right there. Behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He was the only one that had that honor of being able to say, that's him right there walking on the riverbank. Woo! All the others wish they could have done that. He is the only one that had that privilege. Praise God. Something prophetic is going to fall on you. Years back, over 20 years ago, almost 25 years now, I sought the Lord for a mantle. For 2 years, I prayed. I fasted. I studied and studied and tried to read books, and there were hardly any books about it. Eventually, the Lord told me, write a book, because there's so very little information about it. And so I just kept seeking the Lord and seeking the Lord. And one night, I said, Lord, I've been seeking you for 2 years. And if you've done something for me, I don't know anything about it. I don't think anything's happened. And I said, Lord, I'm a little bit discouraged, but I believe you're going to still answer this prayer. And that night I went to sleep. And a little after midnight, the Lord Jesus came and took me up into the second heaven. How many of you have ever been out on a beautiful day and you see a plane flying like 6 or 7 miles up? So the Lord took me up into that second heaven, and that's where the enemy has many of his spiritual forces. It's a very, very dangerous place. So when I was taken up into that second heaven, I saw an enemy camp. I was placed behind a big rock outcropping, and I could look down into this valley, and down in this valley, I saw an enemy camp. I saw demons, huge demons. Most of them were all over 10 feet tall. They had spears, 18, 20 feet tall, and they had this camp that they were guarding and protecting, and over the top of whatever they were guarding were two huge demonic creatures. They looked like bats. They had claws and talons on the end of their leathery-looking wings. They were flying over top, protecting the top of that. And I thought, Lord, I sure would like to see what they're protecting down there. And when I said that, two large angels with wings flew over my shoulder. They came from behind and flew over my shoulder and went down to that camp, circled around it real fast a couple of times, and it infuriated those demons. And those two angels then, boom, took off. And when they took off, all of those evil spirits pursued the two angels. And then the Lord said, go quickly. Those are my two decoy angels. And they had cleared out the whole camp. And so I ran down that valley and got to the bottom of it. And I ran up on a stack of clothing about 5 feet high, about 5 feet wide, and about 10 feet long. And I looked at it and I saw hats, gloves, scarves, shoes, boots. I saw all kinds of pieces of clothing stacked densely into this pile. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, these are unclaimed mantles. He said, many of my saints, he said, when they came home to be with me in heaven, he said, they never passed on the mantle, and it's gone into the enemy's camp. Now this meeting, this conference is about taking territory, taking dominion. And we're about to see the Spirit of God move. And we're going to see the enemy's camp plundered. And we're going to see things come down from heaven. And you're going to leave with something you've never had before. Glory to God. Well, I have to admit, I did the same thing any of you would do. I saw that pile of clothing, and somehow, instinctively, I knew the mantle that God had for me. So I ran up to that pile and just shoved my hand all the way into that pile. And I knew I had it. I knew I had it. And I yanked it out. And it was a blue sweatshirt. I thought, what is this? A blue sweatshirt. And I pulled it out. And I put it on. Oh, it was a perfect fit. By the way, your mantle's going to be a perfect fit. And I... Oh, and the Lord knew that sweatshirts are my favorite things to wear. Because if you're going to flow in the anointing, you can't have no sweat. You've got to move in the spirit. You can't be in the flesh. No, you got to have a sweatshirt to remove the sweat. Oh, glory to God. And I put it on. I said, Lord, what is this? He said, that mantle was worn by one of my trusted prophets. He told me when he lived. 1,400 years ago, on a small island off the coast of Scotland called Iona, he said, now you walk in this mantle and you operate in the prophetic. Oh, glory to God. So, just like a new suit, put it on and you try it out. So, I go to my next meeting and I teach a nice little message. And then suddenly, the gifts of the Spirit start popping out. And then I begin to operate in the discerning the spirit. Now I start seeing in the spirit realm. And then shortly after that, I start having angelic visitation. I found out later, all of this was normal for the prophet that I received the mantle from. He was known for angelic visitations. Glory to God. Somebody, are you ready for your angelic visitation? Somebody, you've been in the church for 30 and 40 years. You've never even seen an angel feather, much less an angel. Your eyes are about to get open. And you're going to see the glory of God. And you're going to see the power of God in your life. Look at the person on your left and say, I'm about to get it. Look at the person on the other side and say, it's going to be brand new. See, mantles are timeless. They can be old. They can be new. But they're eternal. And nothing from God ever wears out. It's eternal. It's sacred. It's holy. That's why it's so hard to get it. But that's why you're here. That's why you're here. They're beginning to fall now. They're beginning to come down now. Lift your hands. Lift your hands all over this sanctuary. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, I've shared your word with your people. Lord, I see the angels. Lord, I saw them working, getting ready when Dr. Paul was ministering in Houston for a great push over the balcony of heaven of all kinds of mantles. And I thank you, Father God, this is the mantle moment for your people. Thank you, Father God. Hands up, hands up, hands up. Get ready to receive. When it comes down, for many of you, it will fall over your shoulders. For some of you, something's going to come on your head. You'll even feel a shift in your brain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hands lifted high. Father, every mantle, every anointing, every grace, every empowerment that you have destined for your people to receive today, when I say three and I say now, it's going to happen. Father, we give you all of the praise in the name of Jesus. One. Two, three, now! Take it! Fire! Fire! They're falling! They're falling! They're falling! Open vision! Open vision! Eagle's wings! Eagle's wings! You can go up right now! Go up and God will show you the next 10 years of your ministry plan! Receive fire! Power! 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 New doors! New doors to the nations. A Boaz mantle is falling now. A wealth transfer mantle is falling now. The mantle of Boaz is falling now. Prosperity, financial strength, glory to God. Here comes the prophetic mantle now. The prophetic mantle falls on you now. The see, the hear, in the spirit. Glory, the go up and get answers. Glory, glory, angelic encounters. I release it over your life. Catch it up to heaven. I release it over your life. Now, receive fire. Healing mantles are falling now. You feel a fire in your hands. Healing mantles are being released now. Glory, glory. Something's happening to your feet. You're going to new nations. Going to new nations. Some of you will go to three new nations before the year is even out. Shout. You feel it in your feet. Something's going on with your head. Something's going on with your head. Yeshoka baradaria. Something's going on with your neck. An empowerment of your neck. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Oh, glory. It's the expansion of the neck. The fatness of the oil is touching you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Prophet's mantle, prophet's mantle, prophet's anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Now lift your hands and thank him. Lift your hands and thank him. Yes, Shakara, pray in the spirit. Yes, Shokoda Bararia. Atesikadiria. Yes, Sanadaria. They're still coming down. Yes, Shakara. Mantles that have been lost. Old time Pentecostal mantles that have been lost for generations are coming down now. You will have a very unique ministry. They'll say, where did you get that from? We've never even seen an anointing like that. You got it from heaven. It's been stored and released. Woo! Shakadadadiyah. Shadadadiyah. Woshokobabababadadiyah. Sikiru badadiyah. Yeshikuru wadabadadiyah. Yes, some of you today are getting a new angel assigned to your ministry, and he will go before you and open new doors. Now, the fragrance of fresh oil is beginning to manifest. Fresh oil is manifesting all over the sanctuary. You can even smell it in the spirit realm. Lord, open. Wow, do you smell that? Lord, open their nose, their physical senses, the smell in the spirit realm. The see, hear, taste, touch, smell in the spirit realm. God's turning you into a shofar. God's turning you into a prophetic voice. Yeshakadariya. And you will live a long life and fulfill your mission. Fill your assignment to the full. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let it settle. Let it settle. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Tell the person next to you, you look good in your new mantle. Fire. Fire's on you. Fire's on you. Put your hands over your eyes. Prophetic vision. The sea. Put your hands over your nose. Prophetic ability to smell in the spirit realm. You're going to run like Elijah. You're not going to be weary. You're not going to be tired because of the impartation of fresh oil. You say, Father, we give you praise. In the name of Jesus. Amen.